You are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM, and welcome to our 55th anniversary presentation of Headquarters by the Monkees. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and I appreciate you tuning us in. Released on May 22, 1967, and produced by Chip Douglas, Headquarters was the Monkees' third album, but their first to have major songwriting and instrumental performances by the group, rather than by session musicians and professional songwriters. It spent 1 week at number one on the Billboard album chart, has sold over 3 million copies, and was included in the 2006 book, 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. Along with playing Headquarters from start to finish, I'll be sharing commentary throughout the show as well. By early 1967, the Monkees were one of the top acts in pop music, with two number one songs, Last Train to Clarksville and I'm a Believer, and two number one albums, their self-titled debut, and the follow-up, More of the Monkees. However, they had become frustrated with the limited creative input allowed by Don Kirshner, who was the group's music supervisor. He was responsible for picking the songs and hiring the musicians to play on the tracks. However, as a way to keep the peace, a few of the songs that Mike Nesmith wrote or co-wrote were allowed on the first two albums. Mike also produced those tracks and usually brought in Peter Tork as one of the guitar players. Because of Mike and Peter's musical experience before joining the Monkees, they were the two members most upset over Kirshner's controlling style. However, bandmates Mickey Dolenz and Davy Jones eventually backed him up, as did Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider, the producers of the Monkees TV show. After a battle for creative control, which led to Kirshner getting fired, the Monkees were given the chance to do their own thing in the studio. Mike hired Chip Douglas, the bass player at the time for the Turtles, as a producer for Headquarters, even though Chip had no prior producing experience. Apparently, Mike was impressed by Chip's arrangement work on the Turtles' song Happy Together, which had recently been released and would eventually hit number one. Chip left the Turtles and accepted the job of producing Headquarters. In addition to producing, Chip also played bass on most of the tracks. Kicking off our presentation is a track written by Mike. It features him on lead vocals and the electric 12-string guitar, Peter on banjo, Davy shaking that tambourine, Mickey on drums and the zither, and Chip Douglas on bass. Also, all four Monkees perform backing vocals. With an opening that parodies the Beatles' Taxman, the lead-off track on their album Revolver, this is You Told Me. Thank you.
People come and people go, moving fast and moving slow. I'm in a crowd, yet I'm all alone. The road is long, the road is rough. I do believe I've had enough. I'm gonna turn around and head for home. And I hope you're there and you still care. And if you do, I'll spend my life with you. I've had all the time I need to rearrange my mind and lead the life I thought I wanted yesterday. I played a game that couldn't last, and now some memories from the past have turned my thoughts around a different way. And girl, I find you're still on my mind. And if you want me to, I'll spend my life with you.
Song written by Chip Douglas, that was the Monkees with Forget That Girl. Instrumental work by the band includes Davion Maracas and Peter on electric piano. Before that we heard I'll Spend My Life With You, and we kicked things off with You Told Me. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our presentation of the Monkees' third album, Headquarters. Of the four Monkees, the recording of Headquarters probably presented the biggest challenge to Mickey. Before becoming a Monkee, he had never played drums, so he basically had to learn on the job. During the early days of the Monkees, Mickey got pointers from two of the best drummers in the business, Hal Blaine and Earl Palmer. He got more lessons prior to the band's live concert debut in December of 1966. However, until Headquarters, Mickey had never been the group's studio drummer. During the recording of the album, he sometimes lost confidence, but he kept at it and made some improvement. This next track is a studio exercise based on the theme to Looney Tunes. Davey wasn't there because he was representing the group at the Grammys, where they were up for two awards, losing to the Mamas and the Papas and the New Vaudeville Band. The track features spoken words by Mickey and Chip, Peter on electric guitar, Mike on steel guitar, and Mickey on drums. This is Band 6.
That was a little too long. I think you got it now, Mickey.
Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Today, life was such a simple game a child could play.
It was easy then to tell right from wrong, easy then to tell weak from strong, when a man should stand and fight or just go along. Today there is no day or night. Today there is no dark or light. Today there is no black or white.
Only shades of gray. I remember when the answer seemed so clear. We had never lived without or tasted fear.
It was easy then to tell truth from lies, selling out from compromise. Who to love and who to hate, the foolish from the wise. But today there is
you know the reason why. I'm walking down the street with a little hand in mine, and I don't think I'll ever get her off of my mind. Oh, she's so pretty, I couldn't believe she'd ever look my way. But the way I'm feeling, I'm going to be stealing little girl's heart today. Well, I'm so happy I could almost fly, and I guess you know the reason why. I'm walking down the street with a little hand in mine, and I don't think I'll ever get her off of my mind. Get her off of my mind.
Closing out side one of Headquarters was a song written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, I Can't Get Her Off My Mind. Boyce and Hart were responsible for some of the Monkees' most well-known songs, including the theme from the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville, and Words. In addition to I Can't Get Her Off My Mind, Boyce and her also wrote two other songs featured on Headquarters, I'll Spend My Life With You, as well as one coming up later on in the show. Awesome, that set is one of my favorite tracks in the Monkees catalog, Shades of Grey, written by the amazing team of Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. The song features solid vocal work by Davey and Peter, who both also perform backing vocals, along with Mickey. Special props to Peter because, although he wasn't technically a great singer, his voice is really put to good use on this track. Instrumentally, Shades of Grey features Mike on steel guitar, Mickey on drums, Davey on tambourine and maracas, Peter on piano, Frederick Secora on cello, Vincent DeRosa on the French horn, and Jerry Yester on bass. Later on in 1967, Yester joined the Lovin' Spoonful, replacing Zal Yanofsky. Coincidentally, the producers of the TV show that eventually became the Monkees were originally planning to build the series around the Lovin' Spoonful. However, plans fell through over music rights. That set also featured another strong Nesmith original, You Just May Be the One. It features Mike on the electric 12-string guitar and acoustic guitar, Peter plays bass, Mickey's on the drums, and Davey the tambourine. The track also features harmony vocals by Mickey, who also performs backing vocals with Davey, Peter, and Chip. Due to an earlier version of the song being featured in Season 1 episodes of The Monkees, You Just May Be the One is one of the more well-known tracks on Headquarters. And we started off that set with Band 6. You're listening to our presentation of The Monkees' third album, Headquarters, and kicking off side two is another personal favorite of mine. It was written by Peter and his housemate at the time, Joseph Richards. It features Peter on electric guitar, Mike on the organ, Chip on bass, Mickey on drums, and Davey on the tambourine. The producers of The Monkees TV show liked the song so much that they used an edited version as a closing theme for the second season. This is For Pete's Sake.
Everyone in town knew Mr. Webster. He worked at the bank for 40 years. And each week Mr. Frisbee made his check out for $68 clear. And through the years he thwarted 27 robberies
time Frisbee promised him a race. They gave a retirement party for Mr. Webster. Everyone from the bank was there. They had a cake and flowers ordered special. Frisbee had a speech prepared. In a little white box that held a watch with this inscription: to Mr. Webster with regards. Then came the telegram from Mr. Webster. Said, sorry, stop, cannot attend. I've flown away and taken all your money. Wish you were here to help me spend. And one by one, all the people left the party. And Mr. Frisbee locked the door.
As I continue our 55th anniversary presentation of Headquarters, a song that was featured in the second season episode of The Monkees titled I Was a 98-Pound Weakling. That was Sunny Girlfriend. The track features harmony vocals by Mickey, who also plays the drums and the shaker. Backing vocals by Davey, Peter on the electric 6-string guitar, Mike on the electric 12-string guitar and acoustic guitar, and John London on bass. John was a friend of Mike's and traveled with him from Texas to California a few years earlier. He also appeared in bit parts in the Monkees TV show and was in the First National Band, the group Mike formed after leaving the Monkees. John also played bass on the track we heard before Sunny Girlfriend, Mr. Webster, which was the third song on the album written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Mr. Webster is one of the hidden gems in the Monkees catalog and features fine work by the group. Mickey on the electric six-string guitar, Mike on steel guitar, Peter on the piano, and Davey on tambourine. Mickey also turns in a nice understated lead vocal performance, which really fits with the mood of the song. And before that, we heard one of the best-known non-singles by the Monkees, For Pete's Sake, which was co-written by Peter, who later said that some of his happiest times as a Monkee were doing the Recording of Headquarters because of the group dynamic they had at the time. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and we're paying tribute to the Monkees' third album, Headquarters, which spent 1 week at number one in late June of 1967. It was knocked from the number one spot by the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. And for the next 11 weeks, Sgt. Pepper and Headquarters were the top two albums on the Billboard chart. Up next is a track credited to all four Monkees. It was partially used in the second season episode titled Picture Frame by Mike, Mickey, and Davey during the police interrogation scene. Also, a line by Peter from the track was sampled in the 1991 rap hit Mr. Dabalina by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. This is Zilch.
Zilch. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Zilch. China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch. China Clipper calling Alameda. Self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea of self-defense.
Zilch.
Never mind the furthermore, the plea of self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is of my people that the timid.
Never mind the
furthermore. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending.
It is my opinion that the people are intending. China Clipper calling Alameda. 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 China
Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda. China
Sobin, hobo, see snack. See the rabbit, hobo, sobin. What did you expect? No time.
No time, no time.
No time for you. Find a place to hide. The grass is always greener growing on the other side. No time.
No time, no time.
No time for you.
No time, no time at all.
I got no time, baby. Got lots of better things to do.
No time,
walk on to
no
a terrain
time.
One time.
Distant night bird mocks the sun. I wake as I have always done, two freshly scented sycamore and cold bare feet on hardwood floor. My steaming coffee warms my face. I'm disappointed in the taste, but there's a peace the early brings. The morning world of growing things. Hurry on. It was today, it's died away, and now it is forever gone. And I will drink my coffee slow, and I will watch my shadow grow and disappear in firelight. Sleep alone again
. As I wind down our presentation of Headquarters, that was Early Morning Blues and Greens. The track features some solid work on the electric piano and organ by Peter and Mike on the electric 12-string guitar. Before that, we heard No Time. It was written by all four Monkees, but according to Peter, it was composed primarily by Mike and Mickey. The Monkees did something pretty damn cool, though. As a fiscal thank you for an extra week spent on the album, as well as his patience and technical mentoring, the band credited the song to recording engineer Hank Sicolo. This guaranteed him a sizable royalty check, which he used to buy a house. Nice. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and you are tuned to Flint's Ultimate Jukebox, WKUF. Please stay tuned, because following the last track from Headquarters, I've got more from the Monkees to close out the hour. But up next, I've got the final track from Headquarters. The album started strong with You Told Me and ends on an even stronger note with this song, which was written by Mickey while the Monkees were in London. It makes references to the Beatles with the line, "The Four Kings of EMI," Cass Elliot of the Mamas and the Papas with the line, "A Girl in Yellow Dress," and Mickey's future wife Samantha in the lines, "She's a Wonderful Lady," and the being known as Wonder Girl. The track features Mickey on lead vocals, drums, and timpani, Peter on organ, piano, and backing vocals, Mike on electric guitar and backing vocals, Davey on percussion and backing vocals, and producer Chip Douglas on bass. According to Mickey, who does some pretty impressive scatting on this song, the title translates to American English as "Horny Liverpudlian Jerk." This is Randy Scouse Gitt.
She's a wonderful lady and she's mine, all mine. And there doesn't seem a way that she won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party and the room is in a mess. The four kings of EMI are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plaster hair. There's talcum powder on the letter, and the birthday boy is there. Why don't you cut your hair? Why don't you live up there? Why don't you do what I do? See what I feel when I care? Now they've darkened all
been waiting for an hour. I can't find a place to hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking, I believe. It's not easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. Why don't you yell at me? Why don't you stop and see? Why don't you hate who I hate? Kill who I kill to be free.
That was the final track on Headquarters and one of my favorite songs by them, Randy Scouse Git. None of the songs on Headquarters were released as singles in the U.S. However, Randy Scouse Git was released as a single in several places outside the U.S., including the U.K., where it peaked at number 2. Because Randy Scouse Git is an offensive term in the U.K., RCA Records in England told the band they wouldn't release it unless it was given an alternate title. By his own account, Mickey said, okay, alternate title it is, and that's what it was called. Although Headquarters didn't win any awards, it stands as one of the high points in the Monkees' career. They fought for creative control and won, and were able to do an album on their own terms. Not only does the album hold up, but Mike, Mickey, Davey, and Peter are each given their moments to shine. We're closing out the hour with some bonus tracks by the Monkees. And up next is a studio jam they did during the recording of Headquarters. It was later included as a bonus track when the album was reissued on CD in 1995. The track features Mike on steel guitar, Mickey on drums, Davey on tambourine, Peter on piano, and spoken words by Peter, Mickey, and Mike. This is Peter Gunn's Gun.
What are you kidding me, psycho?
Thank you.
say she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. Creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul, that make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
We just heard a couple of tracks from the Monkees' fourth album, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. The last track we heard was Daily Nightly. Rid My Mic is one of the earliest pop records to feature the Moog synthesizer, and Mickey was one of the first people to own one. The Moog synthesizer on Daily Nightly was programmed by Paul Beaver and played by Mickey. The track also features Mickey on lead vocals, Mike on electric guitar, Peter on the organ, Davey on percussion, and Eddie Ho on the drums. Eddie was one of the top studio drummers of the late 60s and also played on the track preceding Daily Nightly, Pleasant Valley Sunday. The song also features Mike on electric guitar and harmony vocals, Peter on electric piano and backing vocals, and Davey on backing vocals. One of the group's biggest hits, Pleasant Valley Sunday peaked at number 3 on the Hot 100 in 1967. Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited is perhaps the Monkees' best album. Due to time constraints because they were tied up filming the second season of their TV show, the group used studio musicians and outside songwriters more than they did on Headquarters. However, they still maintained creative control. They basically combined the Don Kirshner model used for their first two albums with the DIY strategy they employed for Headquarters. Speaking of Kirshner, you could say he learned at least one lesson after being fired from the Monkees project, because one of his next ventures was producing music for the fictional group The Archies. With The Archies, Kirshner had full control because The Archies were based on cartoon characters, whose studio players and singers providing the music. If one of them kicked up any fuss, they could be replaced without the public even knowing it. So he didn't have to worry about Reggie demanding to write and produce the records or Veronica wanting to play keyboards on the next album, so there you go. You are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM. I'm Malcolm Bondin, and I appreciate you guys checking me out for the last hour. I've been a fan of the Monkees for as long as I can remember. I watched reruns of their sitcom on Channel 50 out of Detroit, and later on MTV and Nickelodeon. I bought the first season on DVD and have purchased various greatest hits compilations over the years. To this day, I still listen to their music and go to YouTube to watch full episodes or clips of their TV show, live performances, commercials, etc. We're closing out the hour with the Monkees' third and final number one hit on the Hot 100. It features Davey on lead and backing vocals and rhythm guitar, Mickey on harmony vocals and percussion, Mike on lead guitar, and Peter on piano. Peter also created the piano intro as well. The track also features various studio players. Written by John Stewart and produced by Chip Douglas, who also played bass and percussion, this is Daydream Believer.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?